各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with everyone.
感谢主要是恩典，让小弟有机会到二板教会跟大家一起来聚会，分享主的话语。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord that I had this opportunity to come and share the words of the Lord with you.
南加州的教会呢，有很多小弟的亲戚跟熟识的弟兄姊妹。
I have many relatives and friends here in Southern California.
所以很多人碰到都说，你到底现在在哪里？
So many people, when they come and see me, they ask me, so where are you located now?
其实小弟呢，在1987年底，后来从台湾移民到美国 Phoenix, Arizona.
Actually, I immigrated from Taiwan to Phoenix in 1987.
后来1993年又被公司差派到香港的地方。
And then after, in 1993, I was sent by my company to Hong Kong.
98年底的时候，小弟从服务的公司退休下来。
And in 1998, I retired from my company.
那后来也就全家就回台湾了。
And my whole family returned to Taiwan.
在台湾工作大概有四年半的时间。
I worked in Taiwan for about 4.5 years.
大概五年前呢，小弟就也是第二次退休下来。
And about 5 years ago, I retired a second time.
那大部分的时间现在都是在协助教会的工作。
And now most of my time is doing church work mostly.
那目前如果在美国的话，是住在 San Jose.
Then if I am in America, I would live in San Jose.
在台湾的话，都住在新店的地方。
If in Taiwan, I live in the 新店 area.
但其实不管美国或台湾呢，在家的时间非常的短暂。
But whether I'm in the States or I'm in Taiwan, I'm actually at home very little.
因为很多时间都是。大部分是替联总的工作。
Because most of my time is occupied with the International Assembly.
其实去年大概跑最多的地方。
Last year is probably the time where I traveled the most.
去年去过八个国家，跑了20几个教会。
I went to 8 countries and 20 some churches.
一直分这个时间区域不同到后来身体始终都乱掉了。
And because all the time zones were different in different places, my own internal clock was greatly affected afterwards.
那后来今年就跟连总商量，就是稍微少排一点。
So this year I arranged with the IA to have me travel less.
那后来美国总会知道了，他说那就应该协助更多的美国总会这边的工作。
And then when the USGA found out, they said, then you should come and help the work in the USGA.
所以小弟才有机会到这次到南加州教会这边来。
So that's why I have the opportunity to come here to Southern California.
那小弟早上想跟大家分享的是谈谈人生的问题。
Today, what I want to talk about this morning is the problems in our lives.
其实这个主题呢，我们都很熟悉。
This topic we're all very familiar with.
我们都懂。
We all know it.
但是有时候你又觉得非常的模糊。
But sometimes we're a bit confused.
也因为这样子呢，有时候我们在这个信仰路程上走得非常辛苦。
And because of this, sometimes when we walk on our path of faith, it is difficult.
有一个故事这样讲。
There's a story.
就是。有一个青年呢，30出头岁，非常成功的一个企业家。
There's a very successful young man, 30 something years old.
当然，因为事业的成功了，他就开着名车，住的豪宅。
Because he was successful in his career, he drove a good car and lived a big house.
这么年轻就这么成功，当然非常自负。
And since he was so successful at a young age, he was self-assured.
那后来呢？他找时间就回去看他父亲。
And then afterwards, he went back to visit his father.
那父亲知道他儿子是什么样一个人。
His father knew what kind of his son was.
就笑着对儿子说：“我考你一个题目。
”He told the son, "I'm gonna test you on a question."
他说有一列火车，上面坐着489个人。
He said, "There's a train with 489 passengers."
那经过第一站呢，下去了89个，上来了203个。
He said after the first stop, the 489 passengers passed, and another 208 passengers got on.
下一站呢，又下车的85个人，上来122个人。
The The next stop, 89 passengers got off, and then 122 passengers got on.
这个父亲就一直这样念，哦，下一站上了多少，下去多少，这样一直念，越念越快。
So the father continued in this way, saying, at this stop, so many people got on and so many people got off.
他的儿子一直笑笑的看着他的父亲。
The son smiled and looked at his father.
他说，题目是不是快讲完了？
He said, are you almost done with the question?
他的父亲说，还没有。
Father said, no.
他说，在下一站的是比较小。
And he said, the next stop is a little bit smaller.
下去了15个，上来了44个。
He said,15 got off and 15 got on.
他儿子真的忍不住了。
His son finally could not wait anymore.
他说：“你是不是想知道说现在车上还有多少人？”
He said, "Do you want to know how many people are on the train now?"
儿子是带着那个得意的口气这样问的。
The son had a very very assured tone talking to his father.
那其实。听到这个题目，我们的答案是什么
？When you hear this question, what is our answer?
因为他的父亲是要问他儿子说，这个列车一共经过多少站
？A father wanted to ask his son how many stops did this train pass by.
这是一个故事，但是其实蛮有它的内涵的。
This is just a story, but there's a hidden meaning inside.
平常我们大概花很多时间在计算。
In our lives, we often spend a lot of time calculating things.
这个月赚多少钱，我花了多少钱。
This month, I made so much money, and I spent so much money.
买那个东西花了多少钱。
I bought that thing, I spent this much money.
我们每天都在计算这些数字。
We are calculating these numbers every day.
结果把人生当中有时候非常重要的课题，我们把它忽略了。
But and then in our lives, when we overlook these things in it,
其实人生当中有很多重要的课题，就像这些站一样的。
In our lives, we have many stops, just like the train.
那些站呢，事实上是非常重要的一个课题，在我们前面。
The stop is like a topic for us in our lives.
因为这些，如果说我们没有想清楚，可能我们人生。会变得非常凄惨。
And if we have not thought clearly about these topics, then our lives will be difficult.
这个父亲是要提醒儿子这方面的事情。
The father wanted to remind his son of this thing.
那我想我们今天谈的生活跟生命。
So today I think we want to talk about living and life.
生命谈的是属灵的生命。
The life we hear we refer to as a spiritual life.
生活当然是我们的食衣住行了，我们的娱乐了，我们的养儿育女的事情。
The living is our life on this world, our joy in raising our children in this world.
是非常现在非常现实的。
It is the practical life that we have right now.
是我们现今的世界我们面对的。
It is the life that we face right now.
但我们的灵命是看不到。
But our spiritual life cannot be seen.
摸不到。
Cannot be felt.
是凭信心的。
It is based on our faith.
是未来的，是属灵另外一个世界。
It is of another world, another spiritual world.
那基督徒我们如何面对这么一个课题
？If we face such a encounter today,
这又是一生的事情。
This is another thing in our life.
如果说我们现在没有做好
，If we don't do it well,
那可能我们一生就这样就报废掉了。
Then we might overlook it in our lives.
所以今天我们一起回头，我们来思考一下，生活与生命的课题。
So today, let's think about the problems of our life and our living.
这是为什么我特别用 PowerPoint 的把它做出来呢？因为我想这样我们可能比较容易来清楚来思考。
I made it into a PowerPoint today so that we can look at it and analyze more clearly.
我想这个图表呢，我用一个框框呢代表我们人生。
I use this chart to represent our lives.
那大概看到了。这里面呢，工作占了很大部分。
We can see in the chart that the work takes up a large space.
这个大概就是我们每个人所熟悉的，大部分的人生活就是这个样子。
This is probably what we are all familiar with. This is what most of our lives are like.
我们大部分的人都是把80%-90%的时间跟精力放在工作上面。
Most of us spend 80%-90% of our lives and energy on work.
当然了，我们的家庭呢，我们需要说，尤其是毕业之后，我们需要有个房子了，我们要结婚了，我们的等等这些的， 都是我们所关心的。
And of course, our family and our house and the things after we get married, those we also care about.
我们也希望说我们有个健康的身体。
We also hope that we have a healthy body.
当然了，我们也考虑到，哎，我们的灵命是怎么样子的。
And of course, we think about what our spiritual life will be like.
这些的分量都是非常的微弱。
These things are all very weak.
所以这可以说很多人的人生目前的状况就是这个图表可以来代表的。
So we can say that this chart is what most people emphasize in their lives.
在诗篇九十篇第四节中提到说，其实我们人生非常短暂。
In Psalm chapter 90, verse 10, it says our life is very short, actually.
那年岁七十，强壮的可以到八十。
Our lives can go to 70, maybe 80 if we are strong.
但充满的是一个愁苦。
But it's full of sorrow.
劳苦跟愁烦。
It's full of sorrow and labor.
但是后来就如灰而去，就是非常短暂的。
And then it's very short.
但是常常我们就是埋在这里面，好像没办法这个跳出来。
But often we are stuck in within this, and we're able to jump out of this.
开始的时候，我们的工作是为了我们可以养家，我们有必要的一个生活上一个需求，我们要照顾。
Our work initially is so that we can raise our family and raise ourselves and take care of our needs.
可是到后来，为什么现代人很多人在讲，就是说很多人成了一个工作狂。
So, but why is it that people say that people are become workaholics now?
有些人其实收入也不错，也积蓄了不少钱了。
Some people, their income is very good, and they've saved a lot of money as well.
但是拼命的工作，甚至于把身体都搞坏了。
But they work fervently, and even to the point where they ruin their health.
你问他为什么这样，他好像讲不出一个所以然。
You ask them why they do that, and they're unable to come up with the reason.
好像工作成了他人生的目标。
It's like work has become their life goal.
从我们工作的一个从人生的一个工具呢，变成一个人生的一个目标，其实你的人生已经扭曲了。
When a tool in our life becomes a goal in our life, then our life has become lacking.
我们请看传道书二章十一节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11.
传道书第二章的十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11.
十一节这里说呢，后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。当然，所罗门在这里呢，他不是叫我们说都不要工作。
Over here, this verse does not mean that Solomon told us not to work at all.
而是说以他的经验，他所思考到的，到人生最后那个结局的时候。那其实不管你拥有多少，你多成功，都要成为过去。
But it means that no matter how much you've done, how much success you had, in the end, it will all be past.
那当然了，有时候工作太累了，那发觉很多人到后来身体会出了状况。
Of course, sometimes when you work, you become very tired, and then your health will run into problems.
你去探望很多人的时候。大概会有共同的一个现象。
When you visit many people, you'll notice a similarity.
当他躺在病床上，他突然想到了，哦，原来我的身体如果真的没办法再撑过去的话呢，其实我的一切都成为枉然了。
When they're lying on the bed, they'll think that if I can extend my life, if I can't extend my life longer, then all the things in my life are past.
所以病重的时候，突然他想到的，哇，最重要的人生就是人生最重要的就是有一个健康的一个身体。
So when they're at their sickest, the most important thing they realize is that they need a healthy body.
当然，他还想到工作的，他还想到财富的，他还想到所有的成就的一切这些，但是那个已经成为次要的了。
But they of course, they consider their work and health and their achievements, but that is all past.
那个时候呢，也许像我们信主的会想到一个经节。
And for those of us who believe in the Lord, we may think of this verse.
这是马太福音十六章二十六节。
That is Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
虽然说主耶稣讲这个话是对属灵的生命来讲的。
Even though that is the most spiritual thing that Jesus Christ said.
但是对我们肉体的生命其实一样是适用的。
It is also the same applicable to our physical life.
他说如果我们赚了全世界但是丧失我们自己的生命又有什么用处呢？
He said that if we earn the whole world but we give our lives, what meaning does that have?
所以那个时候可能想到的健康都是最重要的。
So at that point, we will think that the most important thing is our health.
我们看一下约翰三书第二节。
Let's look at 3 John chapter 2, verse 2.
约翰三书第二节。
3 John verse 2.
约翰三书第二节这里说，亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。我这里提到三件事情。
Well, here John mentions three things.
他谈到是我们灵魂要兴盛。
He said our soul is going well.
还有其他的这些事情呢，也要兴盛。
And he said other things should be me going well as well.
其中一个就是身体要健壮。
The first is the health.
其实我们仔细想一想，健康的身体也是非常重要的。
If we think about it, a healthy body is very important.
有时候没有健康的身体，不要说我们没办法去工作，我们甚至要做教会的圣工都有困难。
If we don't have a healthy body, let's not talk about work. We can't even do church work either.
所以这里老燕这样来特别的提醒我们，除了我们事业上的兴盛，我们灵魂的兴盛以外，还有健康的身体。
John here mentioned that not only our physical health, but our spiritual health that have to go well.
那进一步的话，有时候我们已经达到一个生命末期了。
And if we enter into another step, then we realize our lives have entered into the end.
我相信那个时候，你的人生好像只有两个部分。
If we think that at that time, we will think that our life has only two parts.
那个是我们真正关心的。
That is what we truly value.
一个是家庭，一个是我们的灵命。
That is, one is family, other is our spiritual life.
盖普勒呢？这是一个非常有名的调查的公司。
Gallup is a very famous research company.
他们曾经做过调查。
They've done this research.
对这些在生命末期剩下非常有限时间的人做过一个调查。
They studied the people who were at the end of their lives at the deathbed.
他问了很多问题。
They asked many questions.
其中一个问题是这样子的。
One of the questions goes like this.
他说在最后这么一个阶段呢，你想做的是哪一件事情？
In this last in this End time, what is the thing you want to do?
大概有将近90%的人都说，他希望说能够跟我们的家庭来团聚。
About 90% of the people said that they wish that they could be together with their family.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why is that?
其实大部分的人呢，当我们健康的时候，你的注意力全部在工作上面。
Because most people, when they're healthy, their focus is on their work.
因为这样子，有时候我们跟对我们的家庭里面的成员，我们都疏忽掉了。
And we overlook the closeness with our family.
有时候夫妻难得讲一句话，见一次面。
Sometimes it's even difficult to meet our spouse, to talk with our spouse.
因为工作时间不同。
Because the working times are different.
现在的社会，很多人都是夫妻两个人同时工作的。
In today's society, many both spouses often work.
那有时候因为工作了、加班了等等其他的这些忙碌呢，有时候跟小孩子也是一样，交通的时间非常少。
And because of work and the busyness and overtime, we also affect the children. The contact we have is very limited.
所以有时候我们跟小孩子，不要说见面，连沟通、讲话的时间都很少。
So even with our children, let's not even talk about meeting them. Our contact and communication with them will be very little.
难怪很多家庭都会觉得说，好像父母跟小孩子有代沟。
That is why many people feel that there's a gap between the parents and children.
可是当我们生命在最后一个阶段的时候
，But we are at the end of our lives.
真的有时候我们觉得很后悔。
We will truly sometimes feel regret.
再一回想过去。几十年的时间好像没有好好花时间在我们家庭上面。
The past of 30, 40 years in our lives, we did not spend on our family.
难怪很多人都会说，他们想把时间留给家人。
That's why people say that they want to leave the time for their families.
我们请看提摩太前书五章八节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8.
提摩太前书五章八节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8.
提摩太前书五章八节这里说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己家属家里的人更是如此。这里谈的是我们要看顾，看顾不是说我只把钱拿回家而已。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 says that we have to care for our family, and that doesn't mean just mean that we bring the money to the family.
所以有时候我们真的家里也没有看，更看不到顾了。
Sometimes our family we're not even watching or caring for our family.
那这个我想保罗在这边也提醒我们。
I think over here Paul also reminds us.
如果我们不看顾自己家里人，事实上是非常就。不像是一个基督徒了。
He said that if we don't care for our family, we are not like a Christian.
因为这是背了真道的。
Because that goes against the faith, the truth.
那当然，传道书那里也提到，就是说，当我们最后的话呢，其实离世的时候，我们是归尘土的，但是我们的灵是归于是灵的神。
And in Ecclesiastes, it says that at the end, our body will become dirt, but our flesh will become with God.
信徒的人我们可以这样很清楚知道。
Those of us who believe in God, we know this very clearly.
但是没有信徒的人，其实有些人为什么在临终的时候，他觉得非常恐惧。
But those who do not believe in the Lord, they feel a terror in their lives.
因为他很不确定，他也不知道往哪里去。
Because they are not certain and they do not know where they are going.
所以，在这个生命末期的人，其实我们会想到的最重要的两件事情就是家庭跟我们的灵命。
So therefore, at the end of our lives, the things we'll care about is our family and our spiritual life.
离世之后，没有信主的人，其实他的一切都成为枉然。
And after we depart from this world, those who do not believe in the Lord, their lives become past.
因为他并没有找到这个永生的主。
Because they have not found the eternal Lord.
但是我们都已经找到了。
But we have found it.
那在这里，也许我们会问一下我们自己。
And at this point, we may ask ourselves,
我们目前我们人生的一个模式是不是还是这样子的？
Are our lives just like this? What are our lives like?
我们人生的模式就是我们第一个啊，我们第一个啊图所看到的。
Is a first chart a model of our lives?
我们现在信主了，我们也受洗了，甚至我们得圣灵了。
After now that we believe, we've been baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
这个是不是我们人生的模式？
Is this the model of our lives?
我想可以问我们自己，是不是这个样子？
I think we can ask ourselves if that's a situation.
这跟我谈的是所谓的虚空的人生，应该是说没有信徒的人应该有的才有的现象。
I think this is the only kind. This should only happen in those people who do not believe in the Lord.
但是如果说我们的生活形态其实跟没有信主的人其实没什么两样。
But if our the model of lives is not different from those who do not believe in the Lord,
那我们怎么能够那么确定的，我们将来绝对可以进天国，可以见到主耶稣的面
？How are we certain that we are going to go into enter the kingdom of heaven in the future and meet Jesus Christ？
有时候我们好像想的，就是有一个模糊的印象。
Sometimes we think about a fuzzy image.
我们信主了，我们受洗了，我们得圣灵了。
We believe in the Lord, been baptized, and we received the Holy Spirit.
但只是检讨一下我们的生活，其实跟没有信主的人好像差不了太多。
If we look at our lives and we compare it to non-believers, it is about the same.
那凭什么我们未来会跟一般人这个没有信主的人会这个未来的命运是不一样的？
So what grounds do we have for the future against compared to those non-believers?
戴伯勒呢？他的一个调查也问了那些要临终的人，他说：“你最想带走什么东西
？”The Gallup also asked those end-stage patients, "What do you want to bring with you after death?"
100% 的人都回答不想带走任何东西。
100% of all the people said that they do not want to bring anything.
不是他不想带，因为他根本带不走。
It's not that they don't want to bring anything, but they can't.
所以他的回答当然就是我不需要，我不想带。
So then naturally the answer is I don't want to bring anything. I don't need anything.
所以当我们想一想，最后的时候我们带不走什么东西。
Let's think about it. At the end, we can't bring anything.
那为什么我们现在 还是一样的，把我们刚所看到的那个人生的模式跟一般人没什么两样。
So why is that that today our lives, we what we see, our lives are just like the non-believers?
那第二个阶段呢？也许我们信主以后的话呢，也许我们不像在我们所看到的第一个阶段，我们所讲的。
The second part of our journey, and perhaps it is not like the first part that we just talked about.
第二个阶段，我认为，也许我们认为说，我们很多人都是有永生盼望的人生。
The first section, we may believe that we are all have the hope of the eternal life.
人生其实有两条并行的路。
In our lives, we have two paths.
一个是生活的路。
That one is the path of life.
这是我们为了我们肉体的生命。
That is, we work for our physical life.
那一条是生命之路。
And the second path is the life of the living.
这是为了我们属灵的生命。
That is to that is our spiritual life.
两条路是同时在走的。
We walk on these two paths simultaneously.
尤其是对我们已经信主的人更是如此。
Especially for those of us who have believed in the Lord.
但是的生活并不等于生命。
But a living does not necessarily equal life.
因为我们知道说生命，我们谈的是属灵的生命。
The life we're referring to here is the spiritual life.
那常常我们会想，我们今天已经信主了，我们已经受洗了，甚至于得圣灵了。
And we may think about today, we believe, we've been baptized, and we even received the Holy Spirit.
我们也参加聚会，我们甚至也在参加教会的圣工。
We are participating in church work.
好像一切都这个盼望是非常真实的。
Our hope seems to be true.
当然，这个盼望的来源就是我在约翰福音14:6那边所提到的，我们是透过耶稣，因为他是真理、道路跟生命。
And the origin of this life is from John chapter 14:6 is through Jesus Christ.
我们都已经抓住了。
We've grasped onto it.
所以有时候我们觉得说，好像我们已经非常安全了。
And it helps us feel safe.
尤其是我们现在也非常热心的参加教会的圣工。
Especially now that we work fervently in the church.
当然，我们人生绝对是有盼望的。
Of course, we'll feel that our lives have hope.
其实，如果我们只是在进一步的思考
，and if we examine this a little further，
刚刚我们前面所看到了，其实呢，你会发觉说，其实我们生活的部分，大概工作啦、健康啦，还有我们的家庭，会成为我们主要的。
And if we compare to the previous chart, now our main focus is our health, family, and work.
当然，我们灵命占了很大一个、很重要一个部分。
Of course, our spiritual life still takes a large portion.
可口可乐的总裁曾经说过一句话。Coca-Cola, the CEO, Coca-Cola.
The CEO of Coca-Cola said this before.
他说呢，我们人生就像那个小丑在玩五个小球。
He's like, we are like a small child playing with a small balls.
这五个球呢，一个球是工作。
And there are five balls, and first ball is the work.
一个球是我们的健康。
The second ball is our health.
另外一个球是我们的家庭。
The next ball is our family.
另外一个球是我们的朋友。
The next ball is our friends.
第五个球呢，就是我们的灵魂。
And the fifth ball is our soul.
不过他又讲了。
But he said.
他说工作这个球是橡皮做的。
The work ball is made of rubber.
他说掉到地上以后，它会弹上来。
When you throw it onto the ground, it'll bounce right back up.
但是健康这个球呢，是玻璃做的。
But the health ball is made of glass.
有时候你掉到地上的话，它会脆掉。
If you drop it on the floor, it'll break.
家庭这个球也是玻璃做的。
The family ball is also made of glass.
所以掉下去的话也会脆掉的。
When you drop it, it will also break.
朋友这个球也是一样。
The friend ball is also glass.
灵魂这个球更是这样子了，掉到地上会脆掉的。
And the ball of your soul is even just like that. It's glass. When you drop it, it'll break.
我想他提醒很多人，我们过一个平衡的一个生活。
I think he reminds us to live a balanced life.
那其实我们刚前面所讲的，我们忽略了很多事情。
And in the beginning, we talked about we overlook many things.
我们把工作那个是橡皮做的，还可以回复的，我们认为是最重要的。
We emphasize work, which is made of rubber, and which will bounce back.
那所以为什么说很多人健康出了问题，家庭出了问题都破碎了
？So, but when people run into problems with their family or health, then they are shattered.
那有时候最知心的朋友慢慢都远离了。
And then our close friends will depart from us.
更可怕的就是我们把就像箴言那边所讲的，有一位朋友跟我们是最亲密的，比那个兄弟还亲密的朋友，我们主耶稣，我们把他淡化了。
And just like Proverbs said, that the friends who are closer than us, even closer than family, they grow cold to us.
在这个情况下，其实我们人生开始扭曲了。
And in this situation, our lives start to twist.
那虽然说我们知道说生活不等于生命。
And even though we know that life does not equal living does not equal life,
但是我们还是把我们的精神放在生活，当然也许不会像前面那个阶段我们所看到的全部放在工作上面。
But we still emphasize on our living, even though it is not as much as the first part of our journey.
但是我们对灵命其实有时候还不是那么关心呢。
But we still do not emphasize as much on the spiritual life.
那就在这个荧幕上面的秀，我们所看到这个图，是不是代表我们目前的一个状况
？This chart does it represent our lives today？
那有人说，我做得更好。
Some people say, I've done better。
因为这个图来看的话呢，其实好像我们知道了灵命是最重要的。
From this chart, we think that okay, we know that spiritual life is the most important。
所以我们不会说想去赚了全世界来丧失我们的灵命。
So therefore, we won't think about earning the whole world, but giving up our life.
所以有些人说我是过得非常平衡的一个人生。
And some people say I actually lived a very even life.
而且是有盼望的。
And a life with hope.
所以你会发觉说他的生活跟生命，整个重心的分配，整个时间的分配，整个精力的分配，好像非常完美。
And so those people, you can see, it seems that they're the division between living and life is very equal, very perfect.
但是里面呢，可能在内涵上我们缺少了一些重点。
But within it, there we still may overlook a few points.
我们看雅各书的第一章的二十二节到二十四节。
这个 James chapter 1 verse 22 to 24.
我们请看雅各书的第一章
James chapter
1，我们看二十二节到二十四节
verse 22 to 24，
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己，因为听到而不行道的就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。这里提到的是在提醒我们不要只有听到，要行道。
Over here says that we should not just hear, but we have to act.
其实有时候，如果我们仔细观察呢，很多信徒，我们把信望爱，这个信的话呢，维持在信主以前的信，而不是在信主以后的信。
In us as believers, sometimes we consider the faith that we have, the faith that we had before, but not the faith that we have after.
信主以前的信跟信主以后的信。有什么大的最大的不同的地方呢
？What is the difference between our faith before we believe and the faith after we believe？
我们知道我们都是因信称义。
We know that we are justified by our faith。
主耶稣替我们担当了一切。
Jesus Christ undertook this for us。
只要说我们信
，as long as we believe，
这是受洗以前的信。
That is the faith that we have before we are baptized。
那受洗以后的信呢
？And the faith we have after we are baptized。
我们就像我们刚刚所读那个经节的，我们是要行道的。
It's just like this verse said that we have to do the word.
是我们必须有一个实际的一个行为来表现的。
We have to have the actual action to represent our faith.
所以这里我们说，我们不要只听到，要行道。
That's why it says that we should not just hear the word, but do it as well.
小弟，也许连总的工作的关系，跑过很多国家。
And perhaps because I work for the GA, I've been to many countries.
也听过很多故事。
I've heard many stories.
因为每个地方教会呢，去的时候他们都有很多见证。
Because when I go to different churches, all of them had different testimonies there.
当然有些是非常值得我们来庆幸感谢的神的恩典。
Some of them are really, can we can celebrate and thank the Lord.
但是有些人这些故事听起来真的也让我们觉得非常遗憾的。
But there are some stories that also cause us to have doubts.
但是我们人都带着肉体的软弱。
But our bodies come with our weakness.
那今天我会提这个，其实小弟大概年轻的时候也是有同一个想法。
Today I bring this topic up because I had too had the same thing happen to me when I was younger.
小弟从小就受洗了。
I was baptized when I was young.
那当然也参加聚会。
And of course I participated in services.
在念书的时候已经得到圣灵了。
When I was studying, I received the Holy Spirit.
好像一切都非常具备，非常完美。
Things that everything is prepared and everything is very wonderful.
而且我们知道说，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
We know that the true Jesus Church is the one true church that can be saved.
那你还有什么好怕的
？What do you have to be afraid of?
所以你是有盼望的人生吗
？You have the faith. You have the hope.
但是慢慢的话呢，其实你现在才慢慢的了解到，其实我们的信心上是建在那个沙滩上面的。
But you.Come to realize gradually that our faith is actually built on top of the sand.
就像那个房子建在沙滩上面的。
Just like the house that's built on top of the sand.
很不牢固的。
It cannot stay steady.
即使我们也看过有些教会的工人。
And actually, if we look at many church workers,
在教会的话呢，他其实也努力做教会的圣工。
In church, they work firmly for the church.
在教会里面，我们看到是一个标准的基督徒。
In church, we see them, they are a model Christian.
可是回到家里，到社会上上班的地方。
But when they return home, return to the society, return to their work.
好像他的思考，他的办事的方式了，好像就不太一样了。
Their thinking, the way they take care of things are different.
那其实我们听过呢，有些年轻的青年呢，青少年呢，他们对父母很不谅解。
And we've also heard many stories about how the young youth do not respect their parents.
他认为父母是戴着面具在教会。
Because they feel that the parents are wearing a mask in church.
在教会看到是很努力在做教会的圣工。
In church, you see them working very hard.
跟信徒的这些的交往呢，也真的非常好。
And the relationships with other church members is extremely good.
可是呢，在家里其实有时候甚至有点凶暴。
But at home, they're different to the point that they may be even a little violent.
小孩子很难跟父母沟通。
The child is has a very difficult time communicating with parents.
甚至有时候还有暴力的行为。
And they too have a violent behavior.
那有时候在公司里面的话呢，你还是一样的，跟一般人或者追求这个名利没什么两样。
And in our work, if we pursue after the things just like our coworkers in the same way,
有时候为了升官。还会耍一点小手段。
When we want to get promoted, we do not so good things.
这样的话，其实是我们是把生活跟生命把它切成两半的。
And if we do that, then actually we're splitting into two our living and life.
看起来我们的人生是平衡的。
Looks like our life is balanced.
但是是切开的。
But they are separated.
那这个情况下其实我们是面对了一个非常可怕的一个人生。
And in this situation, that's actually a very terrifying thing.
我们请看马太福音七章的二十一节。
那这个 Matthew chapter 7 verse 21。
马太福音第七章的二十一节，我们看到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23。
这个经节我们都很熟的。
We're all familiar with this verse.
他说：“凡称我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。”当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗我就明明的告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧这个经节我们都很熟
We are all familiar with this passage
其实年轻的时候呢我读到这个经节我都认为这是对这些非真耶稣教会的信徒所说的
At first, when I was younger, when I read this passage, I thought that this is directed to the non-true Jesus Church believers. Because many denominations do not follow the teachings of the Bible. That is why Jesus Christ would say these words.
慢慢的我了解到了，原来主耶稣讲这个话是对所有的人讲的。
But gradually I came to realize that Jesus Christ said these words to everyone.
对那些教派没有遵行主耶稣的旨意的 去做的人，当然他不能得救。
To the denominations that do what Jesus did not command them to, of course they cannot be saved.
但是对我们个人来讲
，But to us, each of us,
我们真的有遵行天父旨意吗
？Do we follow the will of the Father?
如果我们遵行天父旨意的话呢，我们就不会把生活跟生命是切开来的。
If we follow the will of the Father, we will not separate our life and our living.
以前真的不明白，有时候会有这么一个误解。
And before, when I didn't realize, I would always have this misunderstanding.
那其实有时候你现在读经越读，真的是越来越害怕。
And now, when I read the Bible, I realize I become more and more scared.
当主耶稣跟我们讲说，你如果不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
When Jesus Christ said that if you do not return and become like a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为小孩子是纯真的，是正直的，是谦卑的。
Because a child is pure, and pure and straight and humble.
有时候我们问自己说：“我真的是谦卑的吗？我是正直，我是纯真的吗
？”And we ask ourselves, are we pure? Are we straight? Are we humble?
主要是说他做的那个分羊的比喻，绵羊跟山羊怎么分的
？He said, he made a parable like how did the seeds were they separated?
他是用爱心当标准啊。
He used love as a benchmark.
我们真的有达到耶稣的标准吗
？Have we reached his benchmark?
耶稣在世的时候讲了很多这样子的例子。
In Jesus Christ was here on earth, he brought up many examples.
我们真的有去做吗
？Have we done it?
Yeah. 耶稣讲这句话不是开玩笑讲的，他是非常严肃讲的。
He said these words not to make a not in jest, but for us to be serious.
耶稣讲的话是带着能力的。
His words bring strength.
所以如果从这个角度去看的话呢，真的，什么是遵行天父旨意的人？
So if we look at it from this angle, what is to follow the will of the Lord?
有时候我们讲我们有盼望的人生。
Sometimes we think that we have the hope of life.
但是那个盼望好像是非常这个非常脆弱的。
But the hope seems to be actually very weak.
如果我们刚刚所读这个经节是真实的。
The passage we just read, if we believe that is true,
我们真的那么确定吗？我们有绝对盼望的人生吗
？Are we that certain that we have the hope for our life？
第三种，我们这边我们一起来思考的，就是生活与生命真正结合的人生。
So thirdly, we'll talk about the true unity of living and life。
如果生活跟生命没办法结合。
If we cannot unite our living and life,
我们过得会一个假象的，就生活跟生命是切开的，但是呢，好像是平衡的一个生活。
If we don't unite them, we'll live a fake life where we separate our living and life.
那保罗跟我们讲，我们过一个真正超越的人生。
And Paul said that we can live a life transcending life.
一个真正超越的人生，是我们内心真正是一个更新的。
And we transcend our life, then we can renew ourselves.
能够被圣灵充满
can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满的人，他真正是有爱心的人。
When we are filled, one who is filled with the Holy Spirit is one who is truly filled with the love of God.
因为神的爱是借着圣灵浇灌在我们心里。
Because the love of God comes through us through the Holy Spirit.
因为这样才能够爱神爱人。
That way we can love God and love man.
就像保罗一样，能够凡事为主。
Just like God, Paul, he was able to do everything for the Lord.
我们请看以弗所书第四章的二十一节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
以弗所书第四章的二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
我们看到二十四节。
Verse 21 to 24.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。这里保罗提醒我们非常清楚。
Over here, Paul reminds us very clearly.
我们要心智改换一新呢。
We have to change our former self.
成为一个真正的新人。
Become a new person.
其实我们前面所看到的。两种模式呢，都不是真正的新人。
Actually, the first two models of life that we saw are not the true new person.
一个真正新人的话呢，我们是有神的形象的。
A true new person has the image of God.
所以这里 是给我们非常好的一个提醒。
Well, here Paul gives us a very good reminder.
那我们希望说呢，我们能够过一个超越的一个人生。
We hope that we can live a life that transcends.
那是从心里来转变而成的。
That we change through our heart inside.
一个真正过一个生活跟生命结合的人生。
One who lives a true life where living and life is united.
事实上是我们是以我们属灵的生命为中心的。
We put the spiritual life in the center.
也就是以主耶稣为中心的。
That also means that we put Jesus Christ in the center.
那我们人生的你说三大重点，健康也好，家庭也好，我们的工作也好，是围绕着这个中心来运作的。
And three main points in our life, health, work, family, all revolve around the spiritual life.
我们看一下马太福音第七章的十三到十四节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
马太福音第七章的十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。这个我相信这个经节我们也都很熟。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, I believe we're all familiar with this verse.
我们都认为我们已经进了这个窄门了。
We all believe that we've entered this narrow gate.
那确实没有错，很多人一直找不到这个窄门。
But and truly, many people have not been able to find this narrow gate.
而且很多人呢，很喜欢去走那些那个门是大的，那个门是宽的。
And many people like to walk in a gate that's large and broad.
就说。我们口里承认了，我们心里相信了，我们就得救了。
That means that we believe that when we confess in our mouth, then we are saved.
但是的话呢，如果我们真正仔细的思考的话呢，以怜悯为中心的一个生活，事实上是有些条件的。
But if we consider carefully that if we want to make spiritual life the center of our lives, there are some requirements.
我们谈到健康。
We talk about health.
很多人我们都希望长命。
Many of us hope that we have long lives.
那为什么要把这个生命能够拉长一点？
Why is it that we want to stretch out our lives?
我们可以享受吗？
Can we enjoy it?
还是说我们真的舍不得离开这个世界？
Or is it that we cannot bear to depart from this world?
虽然它充满了这个劳苦跟愁烦。
You know it's filled with labor and sorrow.
那其实，如果我们仔细想一想
，If we think about it carefully，
我看很多传道人他们很懂得照顾自己的身体。
I think that many pastors know how to take care of their health。
他们有时候会运动，或者吃东西都吃得非常健康。
They often will exercise or eat very healthy。
虽然主耶稣会照顾我们的身体
，And Jesus Christ will take care of our health。
但是我们要努力来维持我们的身体。
Well, we have to work hard to maintain our body。
这些很花时间，或是说你很在意的照顾自己身体的这些传道人，其实我相信他们实际上是为了主的缘故。
And the pastors who spend a lot of time to take care of their health, I think is for the reason of the Lord.
因为没有健康的身体是没办法做主工的。
Because if you don't have a healthy body, you cannot do the work of the Lord.
我们不能够把这个责任就全部全部都推给神了。
We cannot just merely give all this work to the Lord.
所以。当你谈到健康的时候，你实际上是想到的是为主的缘故。
And when you think about health, you actually are thinking it because for the reason of the Lord.
当想到我们家庭的时候
，When we think about our family,
有时候我们想到我们家里成员有哪些人还没有信主
，We think about those in the family who have not believed.
还有我们的小孩子的教育
，And the education of our children.
我们小孩子的话，如果他在主里的这个信仰的教育的话没有做好的话，将来真的。也是枉然的。
If our child is not educated well and is not brought to the Lord, then truly their lives will be passed as well.
所以，当我们想到我们小孩子的信仰，就是也是为主的缘故。
And when we think about the faith of our children, it's also because we're doing it for the Lord.
那我们的工作也是一样。
And the same thing applies to our work.
其实我们工作，当然我们需要一份的收入。
Of course, we need an income from our work.
但是很多人把工作的一个地点，认为它是传福音最好的一个机会。
But some people feel that the place where they work is the best place for them to preach the gospel.
我们看到教会有些真的非常热心的弟兄姊妹， 很乐意做传福音的工作。
We see in church there are many fervent brothers and sisters who are very willing to preach. 啊，
有些我们的青少年还在念书。
Some of our youths are still studying.
啊，每次布道会的时候的话呢，他把班上三分之一到一半的同学带到教会来了。
When there's evangelical service at church, they bring their classmates to church.
我们也看到了有些弟兄姊妹把他的公司的同事很多人带来信主。
We see also brothers and sisters, they bring their coworkers to the church.
这是一个以属灵生命为中心的一个生活。
That is a life where we place spiritual life in the center.
刚刚我们提到说进窄门。
We just talked about walking in the narrow gate.
有时候我们会有一个心态，因为我们已经在真耶稣教会里面了。
Sometimes we'll have this attitude that because we're already in the true Jesus church,
我们也受洗了，我们得圣灵了。
We've been baptized and we received the Holy Spirit.
我们进到这个窄门了。
We've entered into this narrow gate.
但有时候我们忘了，我们还要走这个小路。
We forget that we still have to walk on this narrow path.
进到窄门以后，到这个永生的门，到得救的门的话呢，这个路程还是蛮漫长的。
The road to the eternal door, the eternal life, is still very long.
所以说，如果我们往往是以我们的怜悯为中心的一个生活，很容易的，我们在这个小路上我们会跌倒了。
And it's very easy for us to walk on this path and fall.
所以呢，我们还要过一个信仰生活化、生活信仰化的一个生活。
We have to continue to live, have faith by living and living with faith.
信仰是在中心的，我们周围，当然我们的健康、我们家庭、我们工作是少不了的。
Of course, faith is in the middle, and our health, family cannot be lessened.
那这个就是雅各书第二章那边也提到了。
This is also mentioned in James chapter 2.
他说没有行为，那个信心是死的。
If you do not act out the faith, then your faith is dead.
那行为是表现在我们的生活当中。
Our behaviors are represented in our lives.
所以说，跟生活是没办法脱节的。
That means that it cannot be separated from our living.
我们的信跟我们的爱，事实上的话呢，是表现在我们的行动当中才可能有盼望的。
Our faith and our love have to be represented in our actions, and that only then can we have hope.
其实简单的一个例子，我们这个经节都很熟的，在马太福音第六章的三十三节。
A very simple example, it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. We're all familiar with this.
主耶稣说，你先求神的国、神的义，那你生活上的一切都是虚的，我都要加添给你。
He said that, seek first the kingdom of God and everything will be given unto you.
我们信得过吗？
Can we believe?
我们真的可以做到吗？
Can we do it?
有时候我们听传道人一再的在呼吁。
Sometimes we are overlooked this.
那传道人为什么一再最近的话常常在提醒这个事情？
And why is it that pastors are often reminding us of this these days?
因为外面人的经济环境非常不好。
Because today the economy is not doing well.
那有时候的话，我们工作上会受到影响。
And our work will be affected.
那我们是不是有真正的一个信心，来相信主耶稣讲的这句话？
Do we have the true faith to believe the words that Jesus Christ said?
当然，我们听过很多弟兄姊妹的见证。
Heard many testimonies from our brothers and sisters.
先求神的国、神的义的话，其他都加添给他们了。
If you seek first the kingdom of God, and everything will be given to you.
但是先要有信心，才可能会有这个恩典。
But you first have to have a faith, then you will have the grace.
但是有时候我们都是对这个恩典带着怀疑，当然这个信心就不存在了。
But if we have doubt towards that grace, then our faith is not there either.
但是简单的，假如主耶稣讲的这句话。好像我们都清楚，我们都明白，但是不太容易做到。
So the verse, the words that Jesus Christ said, it seems to be very simple, but it's actually hard to do.
所以，如果让我们的信仰能够这个生活化，我们的生活能够信仰化，是非常重要的。
So to have a faith by living and living by faith is very important.
当然了，如果说我们一切能够做的遵照主的旨意去行，最后怜悯是属于我们的。
Of course, if we can do everything as the Lord commands, and our life is a spiritual life.
我们看腓立比书三章的十二节。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
腓立比书第三章的十二节到十四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
这里说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求， 或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。啊，保罗说他不是认为他已经得到了，他还在努力，啊，他也不是说他已经完全了，他是竭力啊在追求。
And Paul said here that it is not that he's obtained all this, but he continues to press on, to pursue after all these things.
事实上，啊，天国路是需要我们不断的来追求、来寻找的。
And truly, the path to heaven is something that we have to continue to search for and pursue for. 啊，
如果我们生活没办法跟生命来结合
，if our living cannot be united with our life,
那即使我们是过着非常空洞的一个信仰。
And then our life will be have a hole.
就像小弟年轻的时候所想的。
Just like I told you when I was younger.
那现在慢慢可以体会到说为什么保罗讲那句话。
I can begin to understand why Paul said these words.
他说他很怕他传福音给别人，但是他自己反而被神弃绝了。
He said that he's very afraid that he preaches his sermon, but he's forsaken by God.
这是人生的一个旅程。
That is life in our goal in our life.
这个人生的这个旅程的话，事实上很多地方我们不是可以马马虎虎就这样过去的。
And that's the journey in our life that we cannot just simply go through it very casually.
有些重点如果没有抓住的话呢，真的，我们这一生到头来真的是枉然的。
If we do not grasp onto the main points, then truly our lives will be meaningless.
今天我用 PowerPoint 把它分成三个阶段。
Today I used PowerPoint to represent our life in three sections.
一个是虚空的人生。
First is the meaningless life.
也可以说是一切都是以工作为中心的。
Or you can say that work is the center of our life.
一个是有盼望的人生。
The second is the life with hope.
但是那个盼望事实上是不是很扎实的
？But actually, the hope is actually hasn't taken root.
第三个阶段就是生活与生命结合的人生。
The third is the life and living that is combined together.
在地中海非洲一带有一种毛毛虫。
In Africa, there is this type of caterpillar.
这些毛毛虫呢，他们是成群结队的找寻这个食物。
The caterpillars look for food in a group.
它是一个在前面带头，然后的话呢，一只接一只，一只接一只的，那么去那个可以有食物的地方去啊，去找这个食物。
The caterpillars line up one by one in a line to look to go to the place where there's food.
那走的时候的话，它又怕回头认不得这个路的话，它是一面放那个丝哦，就像那个蚕一样，会放那个丝啊，一路这样子把那个丝就放下来。
And so that they're not lost when they're done, they leave a trail of excrement as they travel to the food.
那有一个动物学家呢做一个实验。
And there's a school that did this experiment.
他就用一个很大的一个花盆。
They use a very large flower pot.
那把几只这个毛毛虫放在这个花盆的边缘。
And they place a few of these caterpillars on the edge of the flower pot.
那在这个离这个边缘大概差不多六英寸那个地方呢，放了很多这个松针，就是他们最喜欢吃的食物。
And they place the caterpillars on the side and then put some pine needles in the middle of the food that those caterpillars like.
然后呢，就他们就开始在这个边缘开始走了。
And the caterpillars are about 6 inches away from the food and they start walking along the side.
一面走，他一面把这个丝也就留下来做记号。
As they're walking, they leave behind the excrement as a mark.
走了将近十个小时。
They walked around for about 10 hours.
都没有停过。
They did not stop.
后来又累了，稍微停下来了。
And finally, they got tired and they stopped for a while.
又继续走。
They continue to walk.
但是呢，他们那个习惯一直没办法改。
But they're unable to change their habits.
一只跟一只的。
They follow one by one.
所以后来绕了几天之后的话呢。每一只都死掉了。
And after a few days of circling around, every one of them died.
其实如果说其中有一只，它改变那个习性。
If one of them had just changed.
因为那些食物就在离六寸的这不远的一个地方而已。
The food was only 6 inches away.
其实有时候我们人的习惯也是很难改的。
And in our lives, human lives, it's actually also very difficult to change our habits.
希望说我们不会跟像这个毛毛虫一样。
I hope that we are not like these caterpillars.
我相信我们刚才那个主题是可以说我们一生最重要的一个主题。
And I hope that the life that we talked about last is the life that we have.
那这个主题也可以就是我们在一生这个行进当中非常非常重要的一个站，这个站是不能够你不能够忽略掉的。
And the last subject, the last topic to talk about is the last stop, and we cannot overlook this last stop.
那求神给我们属灵的智慧。
And may God give us spiritual wisdom.
也让我们打开我们的这个心怀。
And open our doubtful eyes.
让我们知道说怎么样才是一个真正基督徒的人生。
And let us know what it is to be a true Christian.
那我们到底是在哪一个阶段，我们自己都很清楚。
What stage we are at, we are all very, we all know.
早上只是提供一个大家彼此思考的一个空间。
It is today, I just want to give everyone something to consider.
我们再来唱诗466首。
Sing Hymn 466.